Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob with today's daily Advent devotional from John Pavlovitz's little devotion called Lo. This is the beginning of the second week of Advent. Week number two begins on this wonderful Sabbath day. And today's devotion, sorry and sorrow. Sorry and sorrow. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 33 through 35. Mark 14, 33 through 35. Here's the word. Jesus took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. John Pavlovitz says this today. As I mentioned previously, we don't often think of the stories of Jesus' adult life in ministry as we prepare to celebrate his arrival. And we certainly don't consider moments like this one. Jesus, filled with anguish and pressed to what seems like an emotional breaking point. Jesus at his lowest. That scene doesn't lend itself to greeting cards, ornaments, or Christmas hymns, but it probably should. I think we need to remind ourselves not only of Jesus' humanity, but also of the very real depths he would go to after arriving. He would end up desperately fearful in prayer. He would find himself deeply grieving the loss of his friend Lazarus. He would be enraged enough to flip the tables of the temple vendors. He would be exasperated with his hard-headed students. This morning, I started typing the word sorrow, and before I could finish, my computer changed it to sorry. I know computers don't have religious biases, but as a lifelong Christian, I think that sounds about right. We often feel like we need to apologize for, or at least conceal, our lowest points, our deepest anguish, our most human moments, as if such abrasive things are inappropriate or unwelcome. As if they somehow need to wait outside while we pretend that all is merry and bright within and around us. I love seeing Jesus at his lowest, and to hold such moments in my heart this season, because it reminds me to make room for the sadness and the grief. Christmas is as much the valley as the mountaintop. It is the wedding celebration, and it is the funeral procession. It is a joyous, expectant birth, but it's also feeling troubled to the point of death. You get to have all of it. Today, sit with the full breadth of your story. and don't be sorry for your sorrow. As usual, we've got a few reflection thoughts for you today. One, it's difficult for most people to make space for grief during the Advent and Christmas season. Do you feel the pressure to set aside your sadness and mourning in order to meet the expectations of other people? How can you make space for the emptiness of grief right now? Number two, we tend to want to make the spiritual journey only about the mountaintop moments, especially in faith communities on Sunday mornings. We often pretend where we should be most authentic. How can churches become better at dwelling on and sitting in the messiness of loss and doubt and sadness? And three, reflect on or think about one empty chair you're facing this season. How can you acknowledge that person and include them in your Advent journey and celebrate their memory even as you observe a holiday of life? And that concludes today's devotion, Sunday of the second week of Advent. If you happen to get this early enough, we have a 10 o'clock worship today. And if you missed that, we can still catch us online on YouTube and Facebook and join the family. And we'll be back tomorrow, Monday of week two. And we'll also be having our Monday lunch bunch tomorrow at noon at the church, if you care to join us. But as we move forward into today, I'll leave you with our reflection and meditation word for the day and send you blessings on your Sabbath. Today's word, grief. Grief.